22-year-old singer and actress Alia has been killed in a plane crash in the Bahamas. Alia had been performing since she was 7 years old and was signed to a record deal when she was 14. She already had 2 platinum albums and 2 number one singles before she graduated from high school. Alia and her party were returning from a music video shoot when her plane went down. We're joined by Steve Jones, a music critic for USA Today, to talk about her career. Steve, in this glut of R&B performers out there, what was it about her? What was it about her voice or her style or her talent that really stood out?
Alia set herself apart from most of the other R&B ingenues by having a certain sexiness to her, even at a young age, that most of the other stars didn't have. She also always kept an air of mystery about her. You never knew things like what she, who she was dating, or anything like that. You know, she always kind of kept an air of mystery about her, and I think that added to her appeal. She also made some of the most interesting videos on songs like "Try Again" and "Are You That Somebody," which, you know, really kind of set her apart from other people of her age.
How were those videos different?
They were just very, you know, she sang in sort of with Timberland's production.
That's the guy who produced her.
Yeah, he was the producer. You know, it was always a very stutter step type of a sound to her.
You know, you said she was very sexy from a young age, but I thought that was one of the things that all these young artists, young female artists, are pushing constantly or being told to push is their sex appeal.
Yeah, but with her, it was a lot more natural. It wasn't so much, you know, how she dressed or that she seemed overly precocious. She just had that certain air about her that it wasn't manufactured or produced by somebody else's vision or anything. It was just the way she was naturally.
How popular was she really in the grand scheme of things?
Well, she was one of the more popular R&B acts, thanks largely to her videos, and with her work with Timberland, it kind of gave her a certain credibility with the more street-oriented hip-hop type fans. But she also could do the types of songs that the types of ballads that would get her popularity with the more mainstream R&B fans as well.
You know, one of the things I keep reading about her, I mean, here she was only 22 years old when she was killed, but one thing that keeps coming up again and again is the word mature. Critics described her songs or her style as mature. What do they mean by that?
Well, even when she was 14, she never put herself out as a young 14-year-old type ingenue. She always came across as somebody who was very much in control. There was no dreamy or fluffiness about Alia. She was very much in control at all times, it seemed.
Try Again was nominated for a Grammy. It was the soundtrack to her movie Romeo Must Die. And my understanding of the lyrics is that it's sort of like, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Which is pretty, I don't know, it's very old-fashioned and optimistic.
Well, one of the things that you hear a lot in R&B music is everybody is very anxious to get it on the first date or whatever. But with this song, she was kind of saying, I'm going to take my time. I'm not, you know, ready to just fall for the first line I hear. But you shouldn't be turned off by that. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to see just how far we should go. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? You don't wanna throw it all away. Playing on the first day. What about the next day? Steve, she was really at the height of her career, even at the age of 22, and all indications were that she was just going to rise even higher. Does her death leave a big hole in this music, in this genre? Is somebody out there going to be able to step in? Well, you know, there are so many acts out there. I don't know so much if it leaves a big hole. You know, I don't know if she was that much of a defined singer that it's going to leave a big hole. There'll be other acts. But the thing that she had in particular was a certain versatility to her that I don't know if any one singer right now is going to cross as many genres as she did.
Steve Jones is a music critic for USA Today. He's been talking to us about the death of the singer Aaliyah, who died in a plane crash yesterday at the age of 22. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Bye-bye.